Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Ich warte seit Wochen auf diesen Tag und tanz vor Freude über den Asphalt, als wär's ein Rhythmus, als gäb's ein Lied, das mich immer weiter durch die Straßen zieht. Komm dir entgegen.
Hallo und welcome to Gegenpressing, the Bundesliga Podcast. This is the preview show. This is deadline day. The window is almost shut. My life is almost, I almost get my life back in like, what, 6-7 hours. Can't wait, Stefan. How's it going? Stefan Biankowski with us, as always, on the preview show. How's it going, bud? I know that you're pretty much done with your day, so lucky.
Yeah, my shift's almost over. Well, actually, it is. I've finished past 5 o'clock, so it's finished, but... yeah, it's I can now kind of put my feet up and enjoy what's likely to be a quiet end to the window. And I mean, there's been some movement in the Bundesliga, to be fair, which we might see some new players at the weekend. But yeah, I'm looking forward to putting my feet up and watching some German football this weekend.
Yeah, me too. Really, really looking forward to it. I'm also actually really looking forward to going on a brief holiday. Which you don't want to hear about, but yeah, the moment this day is done, I'm going to jump on a bus tomorrow evening and then fly to Honolulu. but yes, let's get through these predictions so I can go back to my deadline day business and you can go put up your feet and get ready to watch some football. So let's jump into it after this break. It is playoff time and the Super Bowl final is set, with the San Francisco 49ers facing the Kansas City Chiefs. BetOnline is your number one source for playoff football odds, stats, trends, and lines, with everything from point spreads to hundreds of player performance props. Head to BetOnline today to stay updated on all the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, so yes, Bundesliga. There's actual real football to be played this upcoming weekend, which is something I think sometimes people forget in the middle of the deadline day transfer window madness. And it actually starts with a really, really good match, Stefan. And I know this is your match of the weekend, Heidenheim against Dortmund. I don't think anyone would have picked this for a match of the week ahead of the season. But Heidenheim have played so well. They took points off Dortmund in the return fixture. And this should be just a fascinating game to watch overall. So I'm not surprised that this is your match of the week.
Yeah, it's a fascinating game just because, you know, we're still kind of waiting to see how Dortmund kind of settle into this new year. You know, fans have been pretty happy with the start for the most part. It's been 3 wins on the trot. You know, so kind of matter of fact and straightforward that we've actually struggled to mention them on the last kind of couple of main shows, to be perfectly honest with you. That kind of 3-1 win over Bochum last weekend was just, okay, you know, nothing to really write home about. But what I've been really intrigued by is the fact that they haven't really come up against a really big test so far. Bochum away probably could have been that, but I think the nature of the kind of derby aspect to it kind of meant that Dortmund went into it with no real kind of, you know, overconfidence or complacency. But they face Heidenheim side, who've been very impressive so far this season. I did my kind of manager power rankings this season, this week, and, you know, Heidenheim were up there in terms of one of the best performing head coaches, best performing teams in terms of expectations, and that is almost entirely based on their home form this season. You know, in I think I mention this every week, but 17 of their 23 points this season have come at home. They have only lost 2 games out of 9, and I think they might possibly put up the first genuine test for Dortmund of 2024. And as a result, I've actually gone for a 2-2 draw.
Oh, wow. So that's the same as the reverse, right? I think the reverse was a 2-2 draw, yeah. Wow, I almost went for a draw here. But I do think that Dortmund could slightly edge it. Although, I'm not sure, is Sancho fit for this fixture? There were some doubts, right?
I have no idea.
From what I've seen, he didn't train fully this week. So let's put him as a maybe, I guess, and see how it goes. Let me just double check that doing this right. Oh, so no, it's Brand, Reus, Kubel and Sancho questionable for this match, Stefan. So the 2-2 draw is actually not a bad. But
yeah, I mean, Sancho's probably the only one that I hadn't really thought about much because, you know, we've had Matt on the show last couple of weeks talking about how, you know, he has kind of stepped up at times, but he's also been quite anonymous in games. But yeah, you're probably looking at like a starting lineup for Dortmund with, you know, Ozchan, maybe Mukoko playing alongside Füllkrug, Sabitzer. You know, it's not, as you said, not a full strength side. But yeah, I don't know. I think this is a game where they could draw points. So yeah, I've gone for 2-2.
Yeah, interesting. So yeah, I keep my 2-1 result for Dortmund. We'll see how it goes. Yeah. Going to be a really interesting match. And it continues with a really interesting match. That's Bayern against Gladbach. I was really fortunate to... It was one of those really rare things, Stefan, when we get to talk to someone about an event that just took place and was pretty significant, and we actually get details from that person that spoke to Joe Scully of Gladbach, right? And sometimes players don't give you a ton of details about the way that they approach the game. You know, it's the usual, I don't want to say bullshit, but it kind of is, right? Like, worked hard, ran out, or ran against your opponent, just work rate, and it's not actual details, but Scully was actually quite, gave some interesting insight on how Gladbach tried to defend against Leverkusen and ultimately steal a point from them. And so, you know, I actually had the chance to talk to him about this Bayern fixture as well, and he was quickly to point out that that's very different. But you know what? What struck me is the confidence that Gladbach now have whenever they play Bayern. Many other teams, really, in the Bundesliga, you know, they go to Bayern Munich now and they say, "Well, this is not necessarily a game we need to lose, right?" Whereas before it was like a scheduled loss. Now it's a game where, when everything goes well, we could get a point here, or maybe all three, which I think is very refreshing and different. Having said all that, I'm really looking forward to this fixture. I'm really curious to see who we're going to see in this Bayern lineup because, yes, they accelerated Zaragoza today. I'm not sure he's going to be straight in this team. There is some chance that either Matthias Tell or Thomas Müller will come in the starting 11 to replace Kingsley Coman. We have one Substack subscriber who in every chat just goes on and on about Matthias Tell. So I just hope for him that he's getting a start there. having said all that, I have a sense that Bayern for some time now we're in for a stumble. And where else is it going to happen than against Gladbach? So I went for a 1-1 draw.
Yeah, intriguingly enough, I've also gone for a draw for this game, which will really make for an interesting kind of weekend of Dortmund and Bayern both draw points. I completely agree with just about everything you said there. The only thing I disagree with you on is the goals scored. I think when these two teams play, it's usually high scoring, it's usually chaotic. Gladbach, as you said, and everyone who covers or follows the German football knows that they have a habit of just kind of stunning Bayern.
Yeah,
And I've gone for a quite dramatic 3-3 draw.
Whoa! I mean, that Augsburg almost did that. I should have done that,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Lots of goals. I mean, it was interesting talking to Scali about how different he thinks this game is going to be than the Leverkusen game. Right? Pointing out that against Leverkusen, you really can just hope to hold them hold them off the score sheet and then just maybe have a prayer up front. Whereas when you play Bayern Munich, he kind of pointed out that you have a lot more opportunities in transition when you attack them, right? Which is kind of telling too when you compare the two sides at the moment, that teams think that maybe Leverkusen is the team where you're not necessarily going to get anything on the score sheet, whereas Bayern, you think you do. Curious to see how that's going to impact the rest of the season and the way teams approach this. But yeah, going to be a fascinating game. Stefan, that's both of our matches of the weeks out within the first two games. I don't think we've ever done that before. So, just happens to be that way. Freiburg versus Stuttgart is our next game. This is actually a local derby, and I think this could have been a match of the week as well. So I urge people to tune into this if you're not watching Bayern against Gladbach. What's your thoughts here?
Well, I mean, obviously going off the back of, you know, that incredible performance from Stuttgart last weekend, where we saw them really thump Leipzig 5-2. And the fact that Freiburg still kind of continue to kind of flatter, to deceive. Every time I feel like they turned a corner, they kind of stumble. And that defeat to Werder Bremen was perhaps a perfect example of it. They lost 3-1. Usually I favour Freiburg at home, but against this Stuttgart side, I'm going to have to go against them here. So I'm actually going for a 2-0 win for Stuttgart.
That's what I have. I always have a 2-0 win for Stuttgart. I just kind of sense that they're back to their winning ways now. That performance against Leipzig was super impressive, eh? I mean, just the way that they approached this game, the way that they had going scoring in. They are also the only team, I just read the stat, Stefan, they are also the only team in the Bundesliga with two players scoring in the double digits. That's Serhou Guirassy and Dennis Undav. That's a mad stat. I guess it kind of shows you how hard they do defend against and how they're not really that dependent on one individual player.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the kind of problem with Stuttgart. It's so impossible to really pin them down, really. They're not a one-man team. They're not even a team that kind of focus on one area of the pitch.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I think that's something that Freiburg will really struggle with, especially if Undav is as good as he was last weekend.
Yeah. So up next, Mainz against Bremen. Bremen are unbeaten in 6 Bundesliga matches. Slowly but surely. They're onto something, aren't they? At the Weserstadion. We have a podcast actually coming out on their investor, their new investor deal, right, next week. It's already recorded. We just opted to shelf it and then post it while I'm on holiday. Matt and I broke it all down. So stay tuned on this. It's really interesting what's going on at Bremen at the moment, both on and off the pitch. And I have a sense here that they're going to win this game as well, Stefan. I went for a 2-1 Werder Bremen win.
Yeah, I've gone for a win here as well. As you said, Bremen have really kind of came out the gates really impressively in the last kind of 4 or 5 match days, particularly obviously since the turn of the year.
Yeah.
really didn't expect them to kind of keep going after that Bayern result, which itself was obviously incredibly impressive and unexpected. But to go on and beat Freiburg suggests that they have kind of turned a page, if you will, and look so much better. And they come up against a Mainz side who, if I'm not mistaken, have only won two games at home since last March. And they've been against Bayern and Leipzig, I think. at least that's what I read this morning. Obviously the Leipzig result wasn't that long ago. It was back in November, I think. So, you know, yeah, I know, exactly. And so, I mean, Mainz are kind of a much of a muchness, to be honest with you, in terms of the form table, the fourth bottom. Bremen seem to be on the ascendancy. So I think it'll be a tight game. I've only gone for a 1-0 win, but yeah, I do back Bremen in this game.
Yeah. Up next, Bochum against Augsburg. I suspect who you are going to back here.
Well, you'd be surprised because I haven't backed either of them, to be perfectly honest with you. I've gone for another draw, the third one in five games so far for me. But I think it's also the last one. So, I don't know. Augsburg looked decent on the road. Bochum were always decent at home. Neither of them look really particularly impressive right now, if I'm being honest with you. So I've gone for a very dull 1-1 draw here.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
It is playoff time, and the Super Bowl final is set, with the San Francisco 49ers facing the Kansas City Chiefs. BetOnline is your number one source for playoff football odds, stats, trends, and lines, with everything from point spreads to hundreds of player performance props. Head to BetOnline today to stay updated on all the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Fortress Ruhrstadion is the headline that Bundesliga.com chose for this game. They've only lost one of their last nine home matches at home. It's just really impressive how much Bochum rely on their home form to pretty much survive in the Bundesliga, right? I mean, right now as it stands, they are out of the relegation zone again. And, you know, there's a good chance that they remain so. Been really impressed what they have done since they returned to the Bundesliga every year. You know, just put in this hard work rate. There's a real club culture there. Something that you don't see with a lot of teams. And I think they're going to edge a really narrow 1-0 win here over Augsburg, Stefan. But I'm with you. It's not going to be a lot of goals. And there never is when Bochum do win, right? Just a friendly reminder, they beat the Augsburg Swabian colleagues in Stuttgart at home as well. So, always good for a good home result. Up next, Darmstadt against Leverkusen. Poor Darmstadt. I don't think that I don't think this is going to be a repeat Gladbach here. Yeah. I think that this is a crazy record. Leverkusen have done 20 games unbeaten a single season once before. And they are able to do it this time. So, you know, if they win or draw this game, that will be a new club record for them. 29 games unbeaten. Question is, are they going to do it? I say yes, they will. I think they're going to beat Darmstadt 3-0.
Yeah, it's becoming a bit of a running joke, unfortunately, but Darmstadt are the kind of butt of all the jokes at the moment. They're dead last in the table. Admittedly, not that far off Mainz or Cologne, but it's just not the kind of fixture I expect them to turn things around. You could maybe make an argument in narrow defeat to Union Berlin, drew with Frankfurt. There's maybe some signs of life there, but one win in their last 10 is hard to imagine them really causing huge issues for this Leverkusen side, who you'd imagine will be kind of full of wrath after dropping points last weekend to Gladbach. So yeah, I'm going for a 2-0 win for Leverkusen.
A couple of things to look out for. Schaka may be rested for this game. He's on a fourth yellow. One more yellow and he would miss the Bayern game. So this there's some speculation out there that as a result, Javi Alonso could say, well, you could sit out the Darmstadt game and pick up your fifth yellow against Bayern, because you know he will. And Boyer Iglesias might start, which is interesting. So, a couple things to look out for here. I think Leverkusen, I think this is actually a game where they can afford to maybe rest Schalke. Okay, so up next, and this is the Bundesliga Topspiel. A friendly reminder that the Bundesliga likes to put their Topspiel based on the fan bases of their respective clubs, right? So lots of people in Germany will be tuning into Köln against Frankfurt, two very big clubs. But Stefan, not necessarily a Bundesliga Topspiel, although Frankfurt are a top team, Köln very much are not.
Yeah, exactly. Cologne are probably the other team alongside Darmstadt who, you know, really can't seem to buy a win at this moment in time. I really thought Wolfsburg would get a result against them last weekend. I didn't catch the game, but looking at the stats and the highlights, it looked as though they more or less came as close as they could to winning that game. Cologne only managed two shots on target, XG of 0.42. They really struggled, and I think they're going to really struggle against Frankfurt as well. So alongside the Leverkusen game, I think this is one of the easier ones to predict, and I've gone for a 3-0 win for Frankfurt.
Yeah, I went for something similar. I went for a 2-0 win for Frankfurt. I guess the question is Hugo Ekitike finally going to be part of the Frankfurt squad, Stefan? As we are recording, I think that transfer saga is still ongoing, or is it finally done?
I think it's come to a conclusion. It'll probably finish by the time people listen to the show, I would imagine.
Yeah. The transfer window is technically already closed in Germany, but sometimes these deals don't get announced until way after, right? So I guess we'll wait and see. Hopefully it comes to a conclusion. Tired of it. But up next, Wolfsburg against Heidenheim. Oh, no, sorry, Hoffenheim. Huh. It's getting there. I'm so done with this week, Stefan. Wolfsburg against Hoffenheim, and I've been just kind of really disappointed with Wolfsburg. Wolfsburg, of course, got the business done and signed a striker. They were after Hugo Ekitike as well. They got Kevin Behrens, which, I don't know, seems very uninspiring in my opinion, but here we are. I also think that this result against Hoffenheim is going to be very uninspiring for them. I think Hoffenheim are going to win this game 2-0.
Yeah, we have a kind of chat going with our subscribers on Substack for the deadline day deals. And I said, you know, if Behrens is the answer, I don't want to know what the questions they're asking of Wolfsburg are. Yeah. Because it's just, as you said, just totally kind of uninspiring stuff. And I think uninspiring is probably the perfect word for Wolfsburg right now. They strike me as a team who are just kind of like, dead man walking or a team that's sleepwalking off a cliff or something. They just seem to be just treading water with no one really interested in kind of changing the situation. And, you know, when you add to the fact that they've been pretty poor at home so far this season, they've only got 4 wins from 9. You got Hoffenheim side who've been really good on the road. Only 2 teams have actually picked up more points than them on the road this season. So I've gone for a 2-1 win for Hoffenheim. And I wait to see if that's going to do anything to Wolfsburg, but I doubt it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. All right, that brings us to the final match of the weekend. These are two East German teams that in their origin and creation and the way that they run could be no more different. And that's Leipzig against Union Berlin. Matt wrote a really interesting piece on Union Berlin's fans and their little conflict with Bayern Munich, which I really urge to read Matt's latest article on fan culture. It was really interesting, Stefan. Really, really interesting. So I want to give this another shout out. And if you're not a subscriber yet, you know that piece alone is worth it. But yeah, what are you thinking here? Leipzig finally going to get a win?
I think it's really difficult to tell because they've been such a bizarre team since the turn of the year. You know, I was on this very show last week kind of touting them to get a result against Stuttgart, if I'm not mistaken, because I really thought they played really well against Frankfurt and Leverkusen despite the defeats. Then I flick on the Stuttgart game and they're absolutely dreadful. Of course, Xavi Simons missing was a huge factor in that. They just completely lost without him. But in general, they just seem to be in a bit of a rut at the moment, Leipzig. And I think the only thing that maybe really kind of play in their favour is that they're up against an Union Berlin side who've only won 1 game on the road this season. I know Union Berlin may be just about kind of getting back into form, although it's not nearly as quick as I think Hope fans would have hoped for under the new head coach. But yeah, I've gone for a very narrow 2-1 win for Leipzig here.
That's my result too. I don't know if I have that much to add to you. You know, but the one thing I have to say, I was a little tempted to give Union Berlin a result here. Leipzig are the only Bundesliga team without points yet in 2024, which is mad, really mad. But, you know, I do think this is going to be a really fast, this is actually going to be a really, really, really fascinating match. Beyond all the clash of culture and all that kind of stuff, Union Berlin really busy in the transfer window, getting rid of some players, right? Signing a couple of new players. Bedia is one who I'm really fascinated to see how he's going to work in the Bielitsa system. So I think this is going to be a really interesting game in on and off the pitch. So would be worth tuning into on Sunday evening and. Or really early Sunday morning for me when I sit on a beach in Honolulu. And you know what? I might just actually tune into this with like a cold, refreshing beer, breakfast beer in my hand. On that note, that wraps up this Bundesliga preview podcast brought to you by Bet Online in association with Get German Football News. Check out that page. It's great. It's a great news source on German football. They're very kind of posting our podcasts every week. So check that out. And then, of course, check out all the newsletters this week. Stefan did a really, really fascinating piece on coaches ranking. I already mentioned Matt's newsletter on fan culture. I spoke to Joe Scally and how they managed to take a point of Bayer Leverkusen. And then we did a podcast, Stefan, on Javi Alonso, on whether or not he will be a good fit at Liverpool. And then, of course, the transfer show was already out, where we discussed all of Bayern Munich's transfer business. And they've done a lot, including completing the deal for Brian Saragrosa, who's come now in on a loan deal. You know, and I just wanted to add something that I said on the transfer bonus show. I was wondering how they're going to restructure it, where they found a really elegant solution by loaning him and then essentially keeping the summer deal intact, make it a permanent transfer then, which I actually think is probably quite straightforward because you don't need to touch any of the agreements you made for the summer, right? So I just wanted to add that little piece that I mentioned on the bonus show. Anyways, Stefan, time to put up your feet. You're done for this week. So enjoy enjoy the weekend. I have a few more hours and then I will do the same. And we'll be back with content next week. My newsletter will be as regular. We're still trying to figure out the structure for podcasts while I'm away, but don't worry, there will be lots, including the one on Werder Bremen and Stuttgart's investor deals. So keep your eyes open for that. And enjoy the post-transfer window match day. Until next time, auf Wiedersehen.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.